This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, this is Brenda. I know that you made appointments for us to look at those five houses this morning, but my beauty shop has just had a cancellation, and I have got to get my hair done. So would you please reschedule those appointments for this afternoon and let me know what time? Okay, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. You gotta love Brenda. She sounded like an actress. What a job she did reading that Rockford bit and that Southern drawl. And for those of you who don't understand what it's like to schedule five appointments, appointment agent, and the joke was she's calling up that morning and say, hey, can we just, you know, it's like, can you move your car across the street? Can we just redo all of that? Sure, no problem. Well, great guest today. You direct. What are you doing with your retirement money and your IRA? Can you connect it to real estate? The Big Beautiful Bill has some new alternative assets investing, a sleeve. So we'll find out what's up, you direct sleeve owner, Karen Hall. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at it in the first segment. But first, I've been telling you what's pending every week for the last upteen years and for the last 86 weeks in honor of Maxwell Smart, 86. I'm also giving you the median price, a little tick up in the number of pendings, 15 for the week. Ending, it's the 51st week of the year. For the week ending December 19th, my fiscal week is not exactly on the calendar, but close. 59 pending with a median price of $2.5 million. So the last few weeks, you like that, Richard? Last week, we heard, I hear a little, so I can hear you, but the $2.2 million was last week. The week before that was $2.2 million. Week before that was $1.8 million. And before that, $1.8, $2.1. But then it was more like $2.3, $2.2. But for the last 8 weeks, the median price of what's pending has dropped. And we've also seen the median price year-to-date sales price drop. So lo and behold, no surprise there. We are holding year to date at 2.4 million. Last year at this time, it was just under 2,220,000. The year before that, 2.2 million. And the year before that, just over 2.2 million. Before that, in 2021, it was below 2 million. And in 2020, it was 1,000,006. Can you imagine? 2019, 1,000,003. Then 1,000,002, 1,000,000, and 1,000,002.5, 1,000,002.5. 2015, the year-to-date median price was 1,000,135. And fast forward to 2025, it's 2.4 million. Now, taking a look at the first half of 2025, the median price was 2,650. And high-priced homes were selling. And the second 6 months, it's dropped below 2.3 million. Ergo, the average 2.4 million year to date. We have one more week left. We have in the second 25 weeks of the year, we have 448 sales. And in the first 6 months, we had 453 sales. So my guess is we will certainly have five more sales from December 20th through December 31st. So we will have a balance of the first 6 months and the second 6 months. In terms of the number of sales, median price, big difference. What's also different is the days on market. The first 6 months, the median days on market for what sold was 15. And in the second 6 months, it dropped up to, it jumped up to 23 days on market, the median days on market. Now, hysterically, or historically, if you prefer, days on market back in 2019 and going back, it was in the 20s. It was 29 days on market versus the second 6 months of 2025, 23 days on market. Back in 2016 and 27, it was 31 days on market. So still, we experienced back in 2024, the first 6 months, it was 11 days on market. So certainly we're getting back to a little more of a balanced market and still having, I'll tell you in segment three about an interesting sale, two properties that sold right next to each other and sold quickly. So we're still seeing sales and we're still seeing sales over asking, but certainly seeing price reductions. Okay. The Montecito only, $6,250,000 year to date, the first 51 weeks of the year through December 19th, 2025. $6,250,000 Montecito only. Last year, year to date, $5,850,000. And in 2023, it was $5.5 million. And about the same in 2022, $5.4 million. And in 2021, it was $5 million. And then from 2020 back to 2017, just call it 3 million. 3.6, 3 million, just under 3 million actually for 2018, 2017. So I actually have more information on the days on sales, year-to-date sales, but I took out statistical purposes only. That's when it sells off market. And I did that for the past several years to compare it, but I'm running up against the clock. So I'll save that for the third segment. Richard, don't forget to remind me. I'll end with, let's see, I gave you year to date. Again, year to date sales, 17.66 sales per week, which is 15% higher than last year's 15.3 sales per week. And that was 15% higher than 2023. 2023 was 13.3 sales per week. And that was a 23.8% drop from 2022's 17.5 sales per week. So we're actually 17.45. We're actually ahead of 2022 at 17.66 sales per week. So those are the stats and the numbers year to date. Third segment, we've got some sales info for you, and I'll tell you what the difference is when you take out all the sales that were on the market for one day, sold off market. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. My guest coming up, UDirect owner Karen Hall, will talk about your self-directed IRA and what you can do with real estate and some new changes in the laws. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.